Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Of triumph this morning. Would you give him a shout of praise right now, Jesus? We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love Jesus. We love you, Lord. grateful for that this morning. Will you just worship him from your lips today? Jesus, we're grateful that you are able. You are more than able, your word says, God, this morning, to do abundantly above all that we could ask or think or believe today, Jesus. We're so grateful, God, for the power that rests in you today, that you are more than able, God, in every situation in our lives today. Come on, church, if you're excited, would you give him a praise right now?
True and away.
choose to press into your presence, Lord. Oh, if I could just press, I press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I could just press, press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I could just press, just press,
come on church,
I'll press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me. Oh, I'll still be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your
feet. I will, oh,
I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your feet. Take my mind, take my soul. captive every thought, oh God. Every thought, oh Jesus. We give it to you. We give it to you. Take my soul. Would you just make this a time of surrender between you and the Lord right now? Father, we give you our heart today. Father, it may be broken in a million pieces, so we surrender it to you today, Jesus. You're the only one who can heal. Only one, Jesus. Put it back together again, Father, so we can trust again, Lord. So we can love again, Lord. So that we can hope again, Jesus. So we can believe, Jesus. I sense that this morning that some of you may have had a broken heart and you don't trust today and you don't know how to love in a pure love, a holy love. And Jesus is the only one who can mend that today. You're the only one, God. Put it back together again, Lord. Put it back together. We trust you, Lord. Would you just tell him, God, I trust you. Here's my heart, Jesus. I trust you, Lord. My trust has been broken, oh God. People who I thought I could trust, God, they failed, they let me down. But I can trust you, Lord. I can trust you, Lord. You're trustworthy, Lord. God, I sense that so strongly this morning. We can trust you, Lord. We lay it at your feet. We lay it at your feet, God. We lay it at your feet. God, our hearts are open to you. We say, come in and mend and make whole again. Completeness in the name of Jesus. Make whole again. Make whole again. We lay it at your feet. We give it all. We give it all. Every piece, oh God, every piece we place at your feet, Jesus. We ask that you mend. God, there may be a scar today, but we know that the healing balm of Gilead can come in, oh God, and remove the fear, remove the pain, Jesus. We still remember, oh God, but the pain is no longer there, Father. Mend the heart today. Mend the heart today. Mend our hearts, Lord. Your voice ring.
How I love, oh,
someone who's here this morning.
Holy is your name.
Sing it with everything you've got this morning. Tell him,
holy is your name. With everything that I've got, I surrender, my heart will see how I love you. Holy are you, God.
Tell him with everything I've got. My heart. How we love you, Jesus. How we love you, Jesus. Holy are you, God. Holy are you. Tell him one more time, with everything I give you all, with everything, Jesus, my heart will see how I love
every service that we have, every service comes with it mixed, and as a part of it, it comes with a weight. Does that make sense? A weight. In Scripture, one of the words that you come across on occasionally is the word kabod, which means glory. We use it for the word glory. It carries with it the weight of God. That's why Scripture in occasion says Ichabod, the glory's gone. The weight is gone. And what we strive to see happen Sunday after Sunday is that we come in here and we experience that kind of weight, where it's the glory, the weight of His presence. But there's another kind of weight that we often experience during services too, and that is when, and I sense this morning, a heaviness. Maybe it's the cares of life, maybe it's what you're going through, but I sense a heaviness in us this morning. And to be honest with you, what I really sense is a mixture of God's weight, His glory, but at the same time, in the back of my spirit, I just sense this heaviness that maybe what you've gone through this week or what you're facing and some of the situations has weighed down on you. It's called the cares of life. And what we've got to get to is where we allow the weight of His glory to override the weight of what we go through. And that's difficult sometimes. But I just sense in my spirit this morning that there are some of you that are weighed down, worn out, to the point of being exhausted, overwhelmed, not with the weight of His presence, but with the weight of life. The good news this morning is this: He can overtake that. He can overcome that. But often that takes place as we minister to one another. And so this morning I want us to take just a moment, and if that's you, if what I'm sensing is right, and you feel overtaken and overwhelmed, exhausted, and just the cares of life are kicking your rear. That's the only way I know to say it. And that's you this morning. Would you just come quickly? Quickly. Don't wait long. Come quickly, because we're going to shift gears if I'm wrong. But I just sense that. If that's you, would you just come and stand here quickly? Quickly. Is there one that would say, "That's me. That's me. I'm worn out." It's always the ladies. The guys are too tough, I guess, to admit that we have bad weeks. You've got some honest folks up here. I'm asking you to respond. Would you bring the weight of God's glory and come and lay your hands on one of these ladies and allow the Holy Spirit to use you to lift that weight? We bear one another's burdens. That means you got to get up under them and help them carry what they're carrying. Would you do that? Come on. Come on. I need some of you to do that this morning. These are family members up here that are saying, "Hey, I'm there. I'm overwhelmed. I've been carrying the weight of the world this week, and I don't know if I can keep going." Come on. Come on. I know there's several up here already, but we'll take everybody that will. Come and help us pray. Come on, tell him one more time.
Holy are you, God.
You're so holy, Jesus.
Holy is your name.
It's who you are. It's who you are. Father, this morning we bring the cares of this congregation to you. Father, many of us are aware of different individuals in our body, our family, that are struggling, that are hurting this morning. We call them out by name today. Father, we lift up Miss Vicky, who's fighting a different kind of vertigo, but has been going through this now for several weeks. I just pray that you would clear that up in the name of Jesus, and that you'd bring balance and comfort to her. Father, we bring John Mills and his family to you, one of our Southwestern students whose mother passed away this week, and he's gone back to Alaska to be with his family. Father, I pray that on this Sunday morning, they would experience and encounter a double portion of comfort in their lives, oh God. God, I pray that every tear that they are crying and that the sadness that they're going through right now, they would remember that you're with them, and they would experience your presence in this situation. God, we pray for those in our body, several that have suffered loss of employment, some due to the economic turn in the oil industry. God, we know that you have a plan, that your grace is sufficient, that you have the ability, because our job is not our resource. That is not the channel. That is not our source. You are. You have always been. You are the provision of our life. And so, Father, I pray for doors to be opened that no man can close. And I pray that you would close doors that man cannot open and force their way into. Give us these individuals the right place of employment that becomes an avenue for ministry. I pray that you would accomplish this in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you this morning to touch our movers, individuals that we know are not in right relationship with you. Father, as we've seen last year, we saw someone on average saved every week, almost every week of the year. But Father, we're not content. God, we're not satisfied with that, because most of us still have several people on our movers list that are in desperate need of relationship with you. And we are praying for a mighty harvest of souls this year. God, we want to see hundreds and hundreds of people get saved for your glory, for your honor. We ask you to accomplish that through the ministry and the testimony and the witness of this body, we pray. In Jesus' name, every eye closed, every head bowed. If you're here this morning and you're not in right relationship with Jesus, we want to give you that opportunity right now. We will not embarrass you. We simply want to pray intelligently. If you need to make Jesus, to invite Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of your life, would you just raise your hand and pull it right back down? That's me. I need to surrender my life. Yes, there's one. Anyone else that would say, that's what I need today. I need to submit my life to Him. Father, you saw the hand that went up. We're excited today to know that one man is coming into your kingdom as he surrenders in this moment, and we join him in this. We surrender our hearts, because all of us need to regularly, consistently come to that place where we surrender our hearts. So we surrender our hearts to you, Jesus, and we throne you as the King and the Savior and the Lord of our life. We confess that without your grace, we are unable to reach the Father. We're sinners. We understand that. But we also understand that, Jesus, you came and died on a cross. You rose on the third day. And now you've made it possible for us to have a relationship. And so we confess you as King and Lord today. And we know in this moment, at this very moment, an exchange has taken place. And we're now children of the King. Father, we thank you today. We give you glory. We give you praise for what you're accomplishing in our midst. And everybody said amen. Give God a praise this morning. We worship you, Jesus.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.